and a Muslim, an Orthodox Muslim, is free to kill you and be done with you. End of story. There will be no retribution. There will be no act of contrition. There will be no confession. It's not a sin. If anything, it's the opposite of sinful. Now, does it merit? Not that they have any grace, because it's a heresy, they can't have any graces, but does it merit a fake sin or a fake promise of graces if you take an infidel out? Andrew, what does the Quran tell us?
It's a case of la dirar wa la darur in the most liberal case. It's neither harmful nor helpful. So again, think about this like this. See, there's essentially five categories in Islam of judging the morality of an action. There's compulsory, commendable, permissible, detestable, and forbidden. Now, the only two that really, really matter are the necessary and the forbidden. It goes with one of the sayings of the Quran, to enjoin what is right and to forbid what is wrong. إِقَامَ الْمَعْرُوفُ وَيَنْهِي عَيْنِ الْمُنْكَرُ. To establish what is right and to forbid what's wrong. Everything else, though, falls into this gray area, and it is essentially permissible. Just because something is detestable doesn't mean that you can't do it or that it is a sin. It's just, you know, not recommended. It's like making, I don't know, a peanut butter and mustard sandwich instead of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's just something you probably shouldn't do. No offense to people who like peanut butter and mustard sandwiches out there. But in the case of Islam, the way such an attack is viewed is it's permissible. It's neither harmful nor helpful. So, again, this goes back to the understanding that in Islam, a man's human dignity, his humanity, comes from his belief and in practice of Islam. Therefore, you know, if you decide to treat your non-Muslim neighbors or friends in a way that is righteous and good, well, that is your prerogative. If you decide that to hurt and mistreat them, well, that's also your prerogative, too. There's no moral benefit or moral loss in engaging in the act.